So I'd like to take a few moments to introduce this new vlog that I'm entitling Devoted and give some instruction on in case you desire to join us on this journey. First of all, what is Devoted? Well, it is a daily devotional vlog, a video blog where we are going to come on and twice a day, and we'll see how that works in a few moments. And it's an invitation to join our family on a journey through the Bible. And it's going to have guidance for both personal and family devotions. So that's what we're going to be doing during this time. We're going to be following a Bible reading plan that you can download from 5daybiblereading.com. It's a very workable plan that uses 5 days rather than 6 or 7 days. If you follow the plan, you'll be able to read the Bible through once through the year. We'll take one of those chapters from the Bible reading plan for our personal devotions, and I'm going to give some guidance on how to pray through Scripture using one of the chapters. Also, we'll use two of the chapters for our morning family devotions, and I'll give some guidance on how to take those chapters and to focus in on the gospel particularly. What contributions does the chapters that we're reading make to the gospel that will really help our families? And then the remaining chapters we will save for our evening time together. So that will be our Bible reading plan as we go through this. And I really encourage you to join us in this. And you can download this 5-day Bible reading plan from 5daybiblereading.com. And there's some also other good material there that you might want to take a look at. There will be 3 segments to this vlog. Every time I come in and stream, they'll have these 3 segments included. First, I will provide some help for personal devotions, teach us how to pray through Scripture. By the way, if you want to understand more about what it means to pray through Scripture, I encourage you to pick up this book by Timothy Keller on prayer. In this book, he explains what prayer is and how to pray in a more enriching and intimate way with the Lord, a very biblical book, and one that looks at some of church history's founding fathers and the reformers and various people and looked at their prayer life. And one of the things that you see in many of these men's prayer lives are that they prayed through Scripture. They took passages of Scripture and they used them in their prayer life. And we're going to learn how to do that each day. We'll also provide some help for leading in family devotions. Again, how to take a couple of chapters and really focus in on the gospel. And then we'll also do some reading from a devotional resource. And I'll show different resources and we'll couple of different resources that we'll use. Might be from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, or it might be from a Puritan devotional resource that I like to use a lot, or a missionary biography. We'll do a reading from a devotional resource. So you can expect those 3 segments in each time we come together and we vlog. There are 3 ways that I can suggest that you can use this vlog. One, on the night before your morning devotions and your family devotions in the morning or in the evening, however you want to do it, you can preview this. You can watch this and preview it the night before in preparation. So this will help prepare you to lead family devotions and prepare you for your own personal devotions. Also, you may choose instead to view it in the morning. Maybe you're going to view it with your family. That's fine. You can do that. Or you can view it after your devotions as enrichment. Any of these ways that you choose to use this, I hope and pray that it'll be a help to you. Some recommended resources as we take this journey together. I would really encourage you to pick up a good study Bible. I use the MacArthur Study Bible. I have been for years. There are other good ones out there. But a study Bible will really help you get in tough areas of why, as you're doing your reading, areas where a passage or a verse or two don't make sense. You can check down at the notes and see and how to understand it. And so a study Bible is very helpful. A picture Bible for family devotions for your youngest children. We'll be doing Bible readings from our family devotions, but for your youngest kids that don't read yet or don't read well yet, a picture Bible can keep their interest while the rest of the family is reading from Scripture. A journal will be very helpful for personal devotions, and so I encourage you, it can just be a sheet of paper or a legal pad, if you can even like that, but have something where you're journaling, you're ready to journal each day. A schedule, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, and actually a written plan. So let's talk a little bit about what my family's plan is going to be. So Mom and Dad are going to get up we'll get up around 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be doing our own personal, separately, we'll be doing our own personal devotions from 5:30 to 6 o'clock, somewhere around there. And we'll take a chapter of Scripture and we'll pray through the chapter. And you'll understand more about how to do that. So that's the first thing we'll do. By the way, I do need to mention that this is our plan. Everybody's going to be different. Their schedules are different. Their work schedules are going to be different. So everybody's going to be different. But this is just what we're going to do, and I encourage you to come up with a plan for both your individual devotions and your family devotions. Family personal devotions will be from 6:10 to 6:25. What I'm talking about there is that we're going to have all of our, we've already started doing this, we're going to have our family, all the kids, everybody will all be in a place in our living room. We'll be seated in a circle, but for the first 15 minutes, we will just be privately reading our Bibles, and they'll need to read the same chapter that we use for personal devotions. They'll read for their own personal devotions before we begin to read together aloud. So they'll have 15 minutes to read a chapter, and this will get them in the practice of doing personal devotions with accountability. And then family devotions together, where we'll take two chapters from our Bible reading plan. We'll go around the room and we'll read them together. We'll probably use the paragraphing primarily in our Bibles. And we'll read through a paragraph and move to the next person. They'll read through a paragraph, the next person. And we'll discuss the paragraphs. Really pretty simple. But we're looking particularly for gospel emphasis in the chapters. So we're looking for what is God revealing about the gospel in the chapters that we are reading? And I'll help you with this. The whole idea is I'll be able to help you with this with your own family devotions. And then in the evenings, what we're going to do is any readings that are that we need to finish up, there might be an additional chapter or two chapters that we'll need to read together in that evening. And we also might include supplemental devotional material. I've got a missionary, a devotional that covers different missionaries that I'm really interested in using. And we'll be doing that as a family as well. And so this is our plan, and I'd encourage you to adopt a plan like this, something like this, and then you'll be able to be ready to, you can watch this vlog. It'll help you prepare. You can watch it while you're doing it, however you want to use that, but have a plan. Our vlog schedule, when are we coming on and streaming? We'll be streaming on YouTube, on Sermon Audio, and on Facebook, and the first time we'll stream, we'll be doing it Sundays through Thursdays at 8 p.m. So that's for those who want to watch it in preparation for the next morning, so that they can be ready to do personal devotions and family devotions. Then Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. It will be the same thing, and we'll air it again on Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., where if you choose, you can just, that morning, you can turn it on, and it will help you, it will walk you through the morning devotions, both personal devotions and family devotions. And we're going to do this for the month of January. I really want our church to get started on the right foot in the year of 2021. But really, I'm hoping this goes beyond our church. I'm hoping this will help other Christian families as well to be able to have both personal worship times and family worship times that are very enriching and are doable. You'll notice that our schedule it's not hard. It's a family devotional time of 25 minutes. We're not taking a ton of time. It's not overly involved. It's not overly complicated. We want to keep things simple, because if it's simple, it's doable. So join us. Join us for this. The very first time that you'll see this air is at 8 p.m. on Sunday. And then again, it'll be 8 a.m. this Monday. So that's the 2nd on a Sunday and the 3rd of January on a Monday. Join us for this. And let's get into the Bible together and begin and start our year off right.